large, heavy, open vessel for boiling potatoes or cabbage. A smaller container used for boiling water for tea.
Tea kettle, I suppose.
Would you be more apt to call it that than a teapot? I mean, you wouldn't call that a teapot, a thing that
I
you put
would
on the stove.
visualize the pot as being earthenware or china on the table.
Okay, and you have a knife, fork, and
spoon.
And then you put flowers in a, cut flowers.
Vase.
After a meal is finished, the woman might get up and do what? Go to the kitchenette. Would you use an article in there?
I suppose interchangeably, wash dishes or wash the dishes.
And she holds the dish, she puts the dish, she takes the dish in the water and wipes the food off, and then she holds it under the cold water. She what the dishes? She
rinses.
And the cloth she uses, you call it a
dishcloth.
Is
I
it
assume
washing?
That would be for drying.
Yeah.
Washcloth? I don't know.
Would have a name for it, but you can't think of the name.
Nope.
And dry the dishes with a
dishcloth.
Okay.
Or dish towel. In fact, I did use dish towel more often than dishcloth. I don't know why I say dishcloth now.
In the bathroom, you have a for if you take a bath, you use a
bathtub.
No, the thing you use to dry yourself.
Bath towel.
And you might have a smaller one, call that a
hand towel or face towel.
And you might have a piece of cloth that you put soap on.
Washcloth or wash rag.
And you get, you're getting a drink of water, you go into the sink and get it under the what?
Faucet.
And on a barrel, a similar device in a barrel?
Spigot.
And in the side of the house, or a hose?
Escapes me.
Okay.
Let's say faucet out there, too.
Divide something like this for pouring sugar from a larger container into a smaller.
Funnel.
For driving horses, a
whip. That was a change of context.
No. You buy a dozen oranges at the store, the grocer might put them in a what for you?
A bag, even though Mother came with a high or a sack, isn't it?